This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
I'm sorry. Are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bellis.
And I'm Ten.
Hi, Ten.
Hey.
So, obviously, we have a guest on the show today. This is Ten Knife, my sweetie, and why don't you tell us a little bit about your gaming background?
Let's see. I play lots of role playing. I play some online games, and that's pretty much it.
Well, that's cool.
Board games. Forgot about those.
What's your big game right now?
My big game right now is Trove. I seem to be addicted to it.
You're not the only one. Now, I remember when Trove actually started up. I'm sure Bielis does as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in early on at the start and thought, oh, cute. It's a Minecraft clone, and uninstalled, didn't really think much of it. But when I started doing this whole live streaming thing, a few months in, I started looking at different games to play that might have some viewership. And in doing some research, I found that Trove isn't exactly what I thought it was. It's really kind of super popular, which is odd as fuck.
Why?
Considering it. I mean, yeah, it's a cute game. It's a very casual game, but 17 million players?
Yeah. You've seen the popularity of Minecraft.
Well, yes.
This is Minecraft with a really well thought out functional multiplayer capacity. So you've got millions of Minecraft players or people who like that type of game all getting to interact with one another. This person's building this big white castle in the middle of nowhere. And that inspires somebody over here to build something similar. They just feed off each other.
I get that. But when I jump in, I mean, I don't dislike the game. I've done a little streaming of it recently. But the main reasons I do are, first of all, it's super casual. And secondly, because 10 loves it so much. And when I jump in, it's just this massive group of people. It doesn't matter day or night, 24 hours a day. Doesn't matter when I jump in. There's constantly people just hopping around everywhere. It's just color and lights, and my anxiety kicks in, and I have to get away from everyone immediately. But there's always someone there. I've never been stream sniped more in my life than in Trove. And yet, 10 jumps in, and she's just having a great old time. Which, what is it about the game?
Well, I ignore all the people for the most part. I mean, I've had a couple of people talk to me and stuff. I am just learning the game, so I don't really know how to connect with people. So I just go off and I do my own thing.
Well, that's great. But like I said, when I go off and do my own thing, there's always people. Always.
Well, have you gone into a world and then flown far away from the crowd? Because that's what I do. I fly as far away from the current crowd as possible, and then I start doing my stuff. That's the only way I can get by, because otherwise it's too much information overload.
Exactly. I try going into their dungeons, And
oh, their dungeons are so easy.
I love doing them. They're so quick. They're so easy. It's just, you know, there's a little bit of puzzling maybe sometimes, and that's fun. That's great. But well, when I play, I'm streaming, and so suddenly somebody shows up, goes, hi, and destroys everything in front of me and just leaves the treasure behind.
Yeah, that would be Kelly.
It's like, that really sucks because it's not like I'm playing the game. I'm just picking up someone's trash. That makes for great stream, let me tell you.
During the pre-show, I was talking to Ten about the way my wife loves to, mining is slow for her. She absolutely, that won't do. It just takes way too long to mine the nodes that you want. So she goes in with bombs and just starts chucking bombs in the area and just leaves this massive crater and loots the ore. Well, she found out that bombs work really well in dungeons. So she goes and blows the holy crap out of the dungeon and loots the dungeon. Yeah. Bombs and Kelly.
Yeah.
Beautiful combination.
Well, when you can make bombs, it's awesome.
Oh, she had a stockpile of hundreds of bombs.
Yeah.
Didn't you accidentally blow a hole in the house you were building the other day?
Uh-huh. Yes, I did. But I have since fixed that problem.
It was funny. Yeah, I'm going Kelly to bed too. And she starts screaming, oh, God, oh, God. She'd blown a hole in the building. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
she blew the roof off our house. Kelly did. She was building something and she went to get a certain block, but actually clicked on bomb, set it down and went, oh. Boom! Yeah. That's all I heard. Just, oh. And then the house exploded.
Oh, that's fun. Anyway.
But if you guys want, I'll try to log on and show you or get you into the guild that we're in. Because we have a plot with that we've expanded on. There's like 5 different land masses we've attached to it. And it has this massive, like, crystal sword growing up out of the ground that I built.
Nice. Cool. So you guys have a full club world then?
Yeah, with a whole bunch of portals to all over the place.
Yeah, we were going to build a club world, but we didn't think anyone else was actively playing from the old guild. So,
well, we're not actively playing, but you can use the club world. And if you want to build.
Don't. Tell Ten that she'll spend all day there.
I don't
know.
I
won't.
There's a huge plot of land there. Build whatever the hell you want.
You do run out of stuff, you know, so I won't spend all day there.
No, that's right. You'll return back to the regular world to get more stuff.
In the main keep, we've got a wall just loaded with trophies. So if you have any trophies that are different than the ones we already have, feel free to put your trophies up too.
Cool.
That's cool. So, okay. Now we've already established that, yes, this is a quote unquote Minecraft clone. It is a voxel based MMO. Fine. And yes, they do multiplayer very well. Apparently there's a PvP option as well, although that's not my sort of thing. So I don't know anything about that, but I've played a little Minecraft, not much, but it's significantly different than Minecraft, in my opinion.
It's different enough, yeah.
Even though, yeah, they're, you know, Minecraft, this massive, sensation. Is that enough to account for, again, 17 million players in this game?
Go back to one of the first episodes of this show. When you were talking about how World of Warcraft is shooting itself in the foot because it keeps pushing for, you know, the upper 2% of their player base, you know, the raiders and the PvPers, that's what they're focusing all their attention on. And all the casuals are just being ignored. And the casuals are the ones that have the money behind them. They're the ones who they want to play for fun. They don't want to have this progression rating and all this other crap. They've got a lot to offer, and they are the majority of the player base. So what Trove did is they went, let's make dungeons real simple. You don't have to put out a whole lot of loot, but just something nice. And let's go with the cute factor and ratchet it up to level 11. And that's what they did.
I have a black vampire bunny.
You have a vampire bunny?
Yes.
There was a $15 set that gave you all kinds of mounts and dragons and fun stuff. And it had a black vampire bunny.
Well, what got Kelly hooked on the mounts was the first day we were playing, I got a rare drop dragon mount.
Nice.
It's. Do you remember as a kid the red rubber ball with the handle that you'd bounce on?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the stupid thing was called, but that's what this dragon is. The belly of it is just this big big ball with, you know, the rest of the dragon attached to it. So you bounce around just boing, 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 boing. And it was so damn cute. And then she went and picked up a mount that was just hysterically cute. And that's what most of the things you run across in that game are. They're just, they've got a cute overload to them. So, and I'm not stereotyping, but there are a lot of people, and in most cases, women, really like that. You know, it's not all blood and gore and violence, or, you know, the grays and oranges and yellows of Skyrim, and, you know, it's colorful, it's fun, it's easy, it's, you know, there's a lot to attract the casual players.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you give casuals a game that's built for them. Build it and they will come, to steal a line from a movie.
Well, that's completely true. I found it kind of shocking. I mean, every MMO is all about this end game of, you have to have raiding, or you have to do PvP, or something along those lines. And then along comes a game that is twice as large as WoW. Twice.
Uh-huh.
That's insane.
And you know what? If you go to the main town, you know, the starting town or whatever you call it, you'll find hundreds of people doing absolutely nothing but fishing. Just parked out on a little plot of land fishing.
Yep. I'm one of them.
They don't need to go hit dungeons. They don't need to go and mine the crap out of everything. They don't need to build things. They just sit there and they fish. Why? Because they're having fun.
Yeah, that's one thing I have never done.
A beast unto itself. And as long as they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to be fine. They're going to keep a huge crowd.
And that's one thing is I keep hearing from your people talking about Tryon Worlds as, oh, they're all pay to win. Oh, they're this horrible company. And then they've got effectively this, what amounts to being Hello Kitty voxel game. And that's their biggest freaking game.
Uh-huh. Well, and they know it too.
And there's literally no pay to win because there's no win.
Right.
They sell you stuff that's like mounts and disco platforms.
Well, and the thing is some of the characters are more powerful than others, and they sell those. So if you want the most powerful character in the game, you're going to have to pay for it. So it does have some pay to win, but you're not really winning anything. You're just killing things a fraction of a second faster.
Oh, yeah,
or you've
perhaps got
abilities that have cool effects to them. Whoopee.
Yeah, I just recently got a class that was the Tomb Raider. It's essentially a necromancer.
Mm-hmm.
You just summon up three little skeletons that run out and kill things for you, and you throw a heal spell at them, and you float around like a ghost. It's incredibly cute.
Yeah, I've been running on the ice mage, I think it's called, the frost mage or whatever, where you just run along and just shoot ice bolts at things and it slows them way down.
Nice.
So yeah, you just sit there and chink, 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 and finally they just go shatter and pff, dead.
I play a candy barbarian and yeah. I've noticed that it's fun to play, but it's very limited in the costumes. There's two costumes for the candy barbarian, whereas like the fighter has a whole bunch. So I don't know. Might be changing.
I think Kelly plays the Dragon Knight, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just play the regular knight, and that is badass enough as it is. I've got like three or four classes now, and knight's my primary. But I think I'm going to stick with Tomb Raider once I level it up, because it's just unique, you know? But well,
Gunslinger himself, he's pretty badass.
I have the Gunslinger. I hate it. It just doesn't feel good. You know, the playstyle doesn't work for me.
Gunslinger has is, you know, those big bosses that just like appear if you're idle for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get in the right place and you can catch them on the corner of something, he can just sit there and just ping, 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 shoot them until they're dead.
Sure. Or my knight can just step out there and just melee them down. I don't have problems with them.
I don't either.
My biggest problem is it just, I don't like the ranged shooting. It just doesn't work for me. Although playing the Tomb Raider, throwing out that beam of nasty that heals the, helps keep your skeletons alive a little longer is all it really does, or it does damage. And it's like, that is so much more fun because it almost feels like you're shooting a, like, you know, the Ghostbusters ray thing, you know, it's that sort of feel. So anyway, you know, what works for some people may work for others, but yeah, I found that's really surprising because nobody talks about Trove on Twitch. You know, it almost gets no buzz anywhere. All the big games supposedly are getting all these views, and then there's Trove that has very few people showing it off, but so much interest, which is...
Well, part of the problem is it's that macho stereotype. Trove is a kid's game.
Oh, no way.
It's a casuals game. I know it's not, but that's how it's perceived. And so people don't want to have their name attached to it because it might, you know, hurt their reputation as a, you know, true streamer or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, silly.
It's a freaking joke. It's a good game. If you want to stream it, stream it. There shouldn't be any kind of stigma attached to it just because it's a colorful game with candy worlds and that sort of thing.
Yeah, my main thing keeping me back from streaming it is, like I said, every time I go in, I get stream sniped. Somebody's watches it. They go, oh, where are you at? What's your name? They add me to their friends list, appear where I am, and start killing everything. And that's not fun. So it's kind of shitty, though, to tell your viewers, I'm not giving you my name. I don't want you to come around. So it puts me in a bind.
Well, couldn't you just, you know, put a tag in your stream, you know, to please be respectful and, you know, not just annihilate everything in my path because I'm trying to play the game as well, not just record you killing things.
Yeah, no, that's I've tried. It was like, I'm just playing alone and they show up anyway. Because, yeah. Anyway, do you have any final thoughts on Trove 10?
No. I think out of all the worlds, I hate the candy world, you know, the candy section the most. I don't know why. I'm a candy barbarian. I should like it, but I actually hate that section.
One question I wanted to ask you before we finished with it, not to jump back into it, was we've played a few MMOs together. We played Lord of the Rings Online. We've played Rift. We played World of Warcraft briefly together. Why do you prefer Trove over these other MMOs? There's something specific about it that just draws you to it?
I really don't know what is drawing me to Trove. I just know that I can go in there and I don't have to do any set quests or anything. I just play. When I go into other MMOs, I feel like I have to do set quests. And if I don't do set quests, it's, you know, it's like I feel rushed to do everything. I don't get to just go and explore the world.
So they're more like a forced linear experience as opposed to just more of an open world feel with Trove.
Yes.
That's cool. That seem about right to you, Bielis?
Well, most MMOs you can do just the open world thing. You just have to be high enough level so that the creatures around you aren't going to be a major threat. Whereas Trove, yeah, you, as long as you just keep moving, you can just keep going. Just keep exploring. There's nothing there that's a serious threat.
Well, unless you get caught in your house and there's a spider has come inside.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had another topic I wanted to talk about today because we're all about the multiple topic shows anymore.
Okay.
Earlier this year, but let me step back. Last year, I got into a Kickstarter for a device called the Raspy Boy, which was a kit that you'd put together. You'd put your own Raspberry Pi Zero or Pi Zero W into it. You'd put this device together and you'd be able to slap on your own retro game ROMs and play up to 16-bit games, basically up to the Super Nintendo games on this cool little handheld device. And it was great. Well, this year, the same guy who made that put out a new Kickstarter for a pre-built gaming device called the Retro Stone. I was like the fifth person to get the email because I work at night. So I got the email in the middle of the night when he released it. I was one of the first to buy the limited edition. It just arrived the other day. Oh my God. For the last few hours, I've been currently transferring over 199 gigabytes worth of PlayStation ROMs. I've got a 400 gig card in this thing.
And it's sure every single one of those was gathered legally, right?
Of course. Absolutely. The point
Absolutely.
Is, everything through the Nintendo 64 will be played on this. I've got so many ROMs to move. Now, they say Dreamcast can play on it as well, but some of the games are glitchy, and I'm not a Dreamcast guy anyway, so I'm going to stick with just a PlayStation. Oh my God. Playing Tekken 3 on a handheld. Now, some people would say, well, you know, you could do that on the PSP and this and that. You know, there's been devices you could do this on for a long time. Yeah, not like this. It's based on the Orange Pi single board computer. Oh my God. I can't speak enough about this. Yes, you're too late for the Kickstarter, but if you're interested in retro games at all, you need to go to 8bcraft.com and look at their Retro Stone. You can still order the standard version right now. The original sets are being delivered now, so I'm not sure how long it's going to be for the second iteration of them to come out of China, because that's where they're being built. Oh my God. A little pricier than those cheap little handhelds you can get at a Walmart that this has 100 and something built-in games into it. Yeah, they're all 8-bit trash. This
is... They're also games that they chose and you didn't choose, so half of them you don't even like.
Exactly. Let's see, what do I got on this? Atari 2600... Atari 7800, Atari Lynx, of course, Nintendo Entertainment System, Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advanced, Sega Game Gear, Sega Master System, Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo System, PlayStation, and Nintendo 64. Oh, wait, I forgot. Neo Geo, Neo Geo Pocket, and Neo Geo Pocket Color. And theoretically, I could add more. It makes me want to squee every time I look at it. It's just so beautiful and clear blue plastic cover because I got the limited edition, and you'll never have it! It was Kickstarter only. Oh my fucking God, that's so cool. It's almost as sexy as 10. It is so good. Anyway, I'm not trying to be an advertisement for it. I'm just like, we haven't talked retro gaming in a while, and I'm down. Isn't that the coolest thing, though?
It's nice looking, yes, I'll give you that, but it's not my kind of thing, so.
Well, the way I see it is it's obviously I have a laptop. Obviously, we've got multiple computers. You know, I'm not going to be sitting here playing retro games, you know, all the damn time. I've got the, Raspberry Pi 3 based system that hooks up to the TV. I can play that anytime I want. This is for when we go camping, and I've got nothing better to do but sit in the yurt.
So instead of spending time with your wife while camping, you're going to be playing video games.
Oh, no.
That sounds about like my husband.
We spend time together, but she likes to go out in nature and walk the dogs and go.
Oh, wait. No, I have no choice. I have to walk the dogs. I do like to spend time in nature, yes, but I have no choice. I have to walk the dogs, okay. Or the dogs annoy everybody.
Okay, fine. Dogs aside, you like to go for walks in nature and breathe that fresh air. And when I do that, I get pneumonia. So I sit in the nice hot yurt because camping in tents is for idiots. And we rent yurts. We sit there and I've got a nice futon and I've got a electric heater and I've got soda. So I can put this in my hand because there's no internet. And of course, laptop isn't going to work then because everything's connected. But this has no Wi-Fi. I can just sit there and play Tekken 3 all day. Well, until the battery runs out. And then I charge it because it has electricity in the yurt. Because like I said, camping in tents is for idiots.
Get me my RV, and then you won't have to have a yurt. You'll have internet.
True enough. Glamping, but whatever. I like to rough it.
You're not roughing it.
This thing with plastic windows.
Send all hate mail to Scormy at Scormy.com.
Actually, you can. it'll go into the dead letter mail, but whatever. Feel free. I'll take it. Oh, anyway, so it's about that time. Before we go, I wanted to say one more thing. Did you know we're part of a podcasting network? That's not a rhetorical fucking question. I'm asking you.
I did.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. We're part of the Gaming and Entertainment Network. Well, at least for now, till they decide we're too much trouble. And there's lots of great shows on the Gaming and Entertainment Network, which can be found at tgenetwork.net. That's right. You can get all these great shows. You got Aggro Chat. You've got Battle Bards. You've got How Is This Movie? You've got Pixels and Dice. Plus, you've also got Cat Context Podcast, although they're calling themselves something else now. I have to go to their page. I'm sorry. Totally Legit Podcast. That's right. And of course, Contains Moderate Peril. I believe you can still get their back broadcasts. Nope, apparently not. But hopefully that'll be restored eventually. Anyway, point is, lots of great shows out there. And they're not on the page because the page hasn't been updated lately. But that's right. One of our founding shows, Beyond Boss Fights, has returned. It's part of the feed. So that is a truly high-class show. They have great interviews, really great rapport, fun to listen to. So, yeah, there's great stuff to check out on the Gaming and Entertainment Network at tgenetwork.net. So I just wanted to point that out to people in case they haven't found it. Although I suspect most of our traffic comes from there, but whatever. Anyway, so does anyone have any other thoughts before we wrap this up?
Nope.
No, I'm good.
Okay, then. So, until next time, I'm Scormus.
I'm Billis.
And I'm Tin.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, scormy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.